This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. Members of the International Association of Machinists Union overwhelmingly reject Boeing's proposed contract. George Ferguson is senior aerospace, defense, and airline analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, and he joins us now on KMOX. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
So what caused this deal to fail?
Apparently, the union thinks that they, obviously deserve more. I think if you look at some recent labor contracts, like the port workers, they got closer to 10% per year. So I think that's part of the deficiency. Boeing had offered 35%. They want better retirement benefits. Boeing juiced up the 401k. The union keeps talking pension. It's hard to see Boeing getting to providing machinists a pension, but clearly the workers must think they have more leverage and didn't get everything they deserved in this latest round, and so they voted to reject.
You touched on this. You know this industry. Are the union demands fair for this type of industry?
I would say that you'd have to look at it in context, I think, of just sort of the general strength in labor, the ability to replace the union in Boeing factories. And I think it's hard not to see strength in labor and an inability to replace, right? These are very skilled machinists. Their jobs can't be automated away easily. They're trained to build airplanes, which are very much a custom manufacturing type job. And there's 33,000 of them. And so, it feels to me like they do have some strength here, and they probably deserve increases closer to, maybe 40% pension. I don't know, but they probably deserve more.
As a practical matter, what's the impact of this rejection on the company's operations in coming days?
I mean, that's the big challenge here, right? Boeing really, as part of their recovery, they need to get building the 737 airplane. It's their biggest moneymaker for them. It's built up in Renton, Washington. So the machinists work in that factory. Without them, they can't get that line restarted. So the huge impact, I think, really here is, well, there's a lot of uncertainty. Boeing yesterday told us that they would probably use cash in 2025, right? So not just this year, into next year. Boeing's been consuming a lot of cash in their businesses as they're trying to support suppliers. They're taking an inventory. Inventory's really bloated. Boeing's starting to come up against debt that's due. The rating agencies are thinking about cutting their ratings. So it really, I think, puts Boeing up against a pretty rough position. My guess is whatever we got yesterday on cash expectations for 2025, again, usage for the full year, a lot of usage for the first half, getting a little bit better in the second half. If this strike continues to extend, I think that cash use in 2025 gets worse. I think what you see is Boeing, they have a shelf offering out for raising $25 billion in equity. And so I think you could see them come to the market and go for the higher end of that shelf offering, getting closer to $25 billion. That'll be a lot of dilution for the existing shareholders. But I think Boeing really has to, pull some more cash into their balance sheet and get ready for a longer fight against the union.
How long do you think it will take to get back to the bargaining table to get some other type of tentative agreement?
Yeah, this is, again, a situation where Boeing really has to weave a very challenging course here, right? Because they need to find a way to strike a deal with the union that doesn't hurt their long-term competitiveness. But at the same time, it seems like the union has a stronger position. I think Boeing can't wait. And so I think they've got to come back with another offer within a couple of weeks. But again, I think they can't be so desperate that they give the union such a great deal that their business is hampered by the cost of labor. So it's, I think, very challenging for them to weave here.
Bloomberg's George Ferguson, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Appreciate it.